Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi there. It's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show Recap for Wednesday, December 2nd. Here's what you may have missed on the show today. If you're looking for a Christmas tree this year, a live one, right, it's going to be a little bit more difficult.
You know, it's interesting that the pandemic has actually made more people want live Christmas trees in their home. Mm-hmm. And there's probably a couple of reasons for this, don't you think?
Yeah, according to this, this is not only just wholesale tree farmers, but we're talking even the small cut-your-own lots are experiencing a lot more people. And what it boils down to is that we're home. Yeah. So we're there to water it and kind of take care of it and take it all in. So, yeah, they're saying that they're experiencing much more Christmas tree sales than they have this time last year, and started earlier, too.
Yeah, we've seen I've got the tents from the place where we always buy our Christmas tree. We drove by there yesterday, and we're going to make plans probably this next week to get one.
Yeah, well, hurry up. Storm may not be there.
I know. I got to save my money, too. I imagine with supply and demand, if the supply goes down, the demand goes up.
So don't beat yourself up or scorn people for being on their phone stating that it's bad for their mental health. That's not necessarily true.
Yeah, you're doing it to yourself, actually.
Yeah, it's your own guiltiness, I guess, as to why you're doing it. But
People think if you spend too much time on the phone, you've got all kinds of problems and maybe anxiety, maybe depression or stress.
Yep.
But they actually studied this, and they're saying, no, it's you're putting it on yourself. The phone is not doing it. It's you doing it.
Yes. So perhaps just, your detox is more or less just what you need to do and not what the professionals say you should be doing.
Yeah, the digital detox, they call it. So don't worry about that. Spend time using the phone. Just worry about your own little brain and what it thinks you're doing.
Yeah,
phone.
Worry about getting wax out of candle jars. How do you?
Exactly. My bourbon, whiskey, cigarette, cheeseburger candle.
Right.
once they burn down within like an inch, half an inch, they get hot and it can mar like a wooden table or something like that. So, but what if I like the jar that it comes in?
Yeah, especially with Christmas candles, they have a lot of beautiful decorations on the outside. So there's actually three methods we found for you. One of them is the hot water method.
All right.
And this is where you boil some water in a pot.
Get out the kettle. Okay.
And then you pour that water for about maybe an inch from the top, fill it up. And what will happen is the wax will start to kind of melt and then start to float at the top of the water. Make sure the water's cooled off before you reach for the wax, and you'll be able to get that out.
Don't dump it down the sink when it's hot.
No, not at all, because that wax will cool off and cause problems later on. This is an interesting one. Stick it in the freezer.
Really?
Yeah, I guess wax, much like anything, there's some shrinkage there, and it shrinks a little bit, and you should maybe use like a little butter knife or something to kind of pop that one out.
Okay.
And then the third one, which is we've talked about what you can use to get candle wax out of your carpet, which is to use a hairdryer.
Yeah, the old hairdryer method.
So put it on hot, use an oven mitt to hold the candle, and then kind of melt it that way. And all three of these, you might have some residue left over from the candle. And that one, you need to use some warm water soap, maybe a dish towel, and an adhesive remover such as Goo Gone to get all that stuff off.
Right. All right.
Cool. We found out also, too, that once you buy a bike helmet, it should be replaced every 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, they have a shelf life, too. And one of the main reasons is we live in Florida. We keep them in a hot car at 120 degrees during the summertime, and then those UV rays. You know, if you've ever seen plastic furniture outside, UV rays just eat that stuff up. And after 3 to 5 years, your helmet's not as It's not doing the job it should do.
Right. And even if it sounds kind of trivial that it's just a fade, but what's happening is the plastic is breaking down, and that means it's not really effective.
Right.
And they've had almost 70% lower risk of serious head injuries when there is an accident involving somebody who's wearing a helmet. So
maybe you get Santa to bring you some new helmets this year for the family. What
I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We found also a very neat program being done down in Palmetto, Florida. That's near Sarasota.
Right.
Southeastern Guide Dogs is a organization that actually trains guide dogs for people with vision issues or PTSD or other disabilities. And they're actually looking for volunteer people to raise guide dog puppies.
Yeah, you'll be a puppy raiser, and they're going to help you out with the medical expenses. You got to bring your own food and your own toys for the puppy.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll be guided online, virtually, to just how to raise this little puppy. And think how cool that'll be to raise a puppy to help somebody who has a sight problem or PTSD or perhaps has seizures.
Yeah, I mean, you would have the puppy from anywhere from 2 to 6 months.
Right.
You'll get them just as they're weaned, and it's a very neat thing for you to do. And as they say, usually the best gift you can give is yourself and time. And this is a great gift idea. So if you're interested, you can get the links at our website for this.
You'll be part of the 6-week puppy kindergarten program. I want the T-shirt from that. I graduated from the puppy kindergarten program.
And I will tell you, if you're a single man or woman, I guarantee you, you'll get people swiping right on you because
you betcha. Yeah, get the dog. Spend more time with animals.
And then finally, we learned that the Q in Q-tip actually means quality.
I had no idea. I thought it was quilted. I thought it was. I didn't know what it meant. But it's got a weird beginning. Goes back to 1923 to old Leo Gerstenzang.
Yes, and his wife actually was sticking pieces of cotton on toothpicks to use them as cleaning supplies. And he thought,
what if I just put it on the end of a stick like that, and I called it, what did he call the cotton swabs he was making?
The original name is Baby Gaze.
Yeah, because he had the Infant Novelty Company,
mm-hmm.
and they were always looking for something to sell to parents, and this was his latest product.
Yeah.
And I thought the words used in branding was interesting, because they included the word quality, and then that morphed into the Q-tip name.
Yes.
And they took the baby gay part out of it, and Q-tips, I guess there's a bunch of them sold every year, right?
Yeah, there's over $200 million in sales annually. It's owned by Unilever, but the official name of the product, because Q-tips is a copyrighted item, is cotton swab.
All right, deal, cotton swab. Now, how many people, apparently I've been using them wrong all my life.
Mm-hmm.
You're not supposed to stick it in your ear.
Yeah.
Every commercial says just gently do it on the outside. Well, what about the wax inside my ear?
Yeah.
That's what I've been doing, all right?
Or itching. When you have allergies, sometimes you need them to get in their niche. So.
And us in radio use them to clean the heads on our tape recorders. So
yeah.
We have a whole nother experience with these things, I tell you.
It is, very true. We have had a lot of history with those.
Definitely.
So there's our show for today, Wednesday, December 2nd. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday, 5 to 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Bundle up. We'll see you in the morning. Remember, the sun is always shining.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.